This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Just recently on Nightline, Jesse Hildebrandt, who is the niece of Jody Hildebrandt, of course, as we know, one of the therapists or the therapist in the mommy blogger scandal that's going on, gave some very shocking testimony to Nightline, saying that Jody at one time would lock her in a room and make her write out her sins on paper. And then, even more shocking, she made me sleep outside in the snow. She duct taped me, and I wasn't allowed to speak to anyone. And this is something that happened years ago. So this is not anything new when it comes to the tactics of Jody Hildebrandt. Are you surprised by that at all? Because I think a lot of us were wondering, did this extreme behavior start to escalate when her and Ruby hooked up together? Or has this been an ongoing torture therapy practice that she's been running forever?
I have to say I was not surprised. And this is why it doesn't make any sense that such extreme torture, really, and behavior would just be a sudden onset. In other words, likely techniques that were used to punish in the past and probably throughout their parenting.
Yeah, without a doubt, the fact that this is something that has been going on for many years, when they're that close to it, when you have Kevin Franke, you have Ruby, and anybody else who's in the circle of these people, does that make it more difficult for really bad behavior to stand out if they've always been kind of doing this and this has been the norm for them, if you will?
Well, I think it becomes a situation where all the parents that are involved sort of justify it to one another and reinforce this behavior amongst one another, and there becomes a sense of normalcy. Mm-hmm. And then when you can get 2 million people to, you know, somehow follow you and to, in a sense, really subscribe to the parenting techniques you're using, obviously not necessarily the duct taping, but mm-hmm. these harsh techniques, it makes you feel justified and that you're right. So I agree, Tony, it just was building block upon building block that led to this continued behavior and torture of these children.
Did the fact that Jody Hildebrandt and Ruby were very connected with the LDS Church even recommending Jody as one of their top therapists for quite a period of time when folks in the church said, we would like to talk to someone, especially about marriage counseling. The fact that there is that tie to that church and religion, did that play a role in them being able to get away, or specifically Jody being able to get away with these sort of therapeutic tactics, which are not therapeutic tactics, but in her mind they were, for so long? Was there a cover of, well, this is, it falls under religious beliefs. It falls under their belief and their practices and how they raise people, and we can't really touch them.
There is no doubt that the LDS connection has to be considered, at least in terms of how this was able to continue and to go on. And as you said, you know, people's parenting, whether it's the use of corporal punishment or other means of disciplining, has always been quite, you know, behind closed doors, right, Tony? Mm-hmm. I mean, the state and has always been a little reluctant to get involved. And certainly in Utah and in the LDS faction, I think it just take that to the 10th power.
Why is that? Because we've seen time and time again for decades, if somebody wants to get away with really horrible behavior towards others, specifically children, best place seems to do that is within a religious organization. Wouldn't that almost encourage or put a little extra urgency on local authorities to look into places like this when accusations like this come up, especially from people who are adults that complain and they were victims at one point in time?
Well, having spent a lot of time in Utah and actually having an investigation concerning LDS behavior, and I don't want to paint a broad brush, but I'm just saying from my experiences there, 90%+ of individuals in that community are in that church. So mm-hmm. you have law enforcement, you have court, you know, officials, prosecutors, they all are under LD's religious followings and teachings. And so I think that also plays into why sometimes individuals, particularly in that church in Utah, concerning these conservative values and conservative actions that have gone over the board, right? They've crossed the line of being conservative and gone to the line of being punitive and obviously punishable by law. But I think that's why it is, Tony. It's really a huge sector of our population that follows a different religious teachings in some instances.
Yeah. Right?
Not all LDS are that extreme,
no,
but some are.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.